hour number two of Chasing Big Joe here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier filling in for Charles and Joseph as they are off doing some cloud storage stuff over in Rayon City. Are you excited about the Ryder Cup?
I mean, it's the most patriotic sporting event minus Four Nations Cup.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of people that make me feel patriotic and good about myself, we say hello to our good friend, forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders. What's up, Uncle Chris?
Man, I'm doing good. Y'all doing all right? What is Joe them doing? They're doing what now?
They have an important meeting with some cloud storage over in Rayon City.
Cloud storage. What the heck does that mean?
That's a great question.
Chris, it's something they're really good at. I know Chase McCabe's really good at it. I mean, his whole wall in his office is just full of plaques.
Okay, good.
So just know that. If you have a problem with your computer, call those two guys. They're really good at it.
So just imagine if I said I got to miss the show because I got to do some cloud storage. What the heck is
that? I mean, crazy times we live in, Chris. That
Chase's
evolving.
Chase's face is all over Times Square because of this stuff.
I'm just kidding. He's a good. Those are two of my favorite dudes, man.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, before we get into the Titans, I know you got a big game tonight over in Big Red Country against Baylor. How are we feeling about that? How are the guys feeling?
We're feeling pretty good. I mean, Baylor's good. I mean, they got some big time players. They got a running back number zero who's phenomenal. They got some receivers. They got a quarterback. I mean, it's a team that's a force to be reckoned with. But at the end of the day, you know, just like when I went to Ohio State and Michigan, when we beat Michigan, we get these little gold pants, and that meant that they put in their pants just like we do. So we have that same model. They may be big, strong, and physical, but they put in their pants just like we do. So we're going to go out and try to do some things.
There we go. We're pulling for you tonight. Well, we want the Nashville team to take out the team out east. All right, so let's get into the Titans. I wanted to ask you about L'Jarius Sneed. It was TD, your boy TD, asked L'Jarius Sneed about Nico Collins and how he can contain him. And L'Jarius Sneed kept responding, who? In sort of a trash talk way. How do you feel about that? Do you think L'Jarius has kind of dug himself a grave against the top 10 receiver in the NFL?
Hey, you go look on the roster and you find a guy that's the fifth stringer. Like I'm looking at their roster now. Go tell Braxton Burroughs that. You don't want to tell Nico Collins that. Nico Collins is a dude, a guy that's explosive. I think he made the Pro Bowl a couple of times. So you don't want to get a guy like that going, because if you look at their record right now, they're 0-3 and they need a spark. And when you got a guy like Nico Collins that is a big time wide receiver, you just got to be careful with what you ask for.
Oh, absolutely, Chris, you're right. When you played back in the day, Chris, and somebody would be jawing like that, I mean, that had to fuel you to a whole nother level, right?
It did. I mean, even my rookie season, you know, I came out, we were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, so we had a defensive back named Brim. He was talking stuff, you're just a rookie, you're not going to come out there and say anything. Two touchdowns, two catches for 106. That's how you speak. So I love the jaw talking. I love all the trash talking, but at the end of the day, I have to go out there and make plays, because you better believe there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be talking out there.
And, Chris, to the next point on the offensive side of the ball, obviously Bo Hargreaves takes over play calling duties.
Yeah.
It just – when you played as well, when you had the whole quarterback situation with Steve and, you know, just back and forth.
Right.
Is this going to hurt Cam Ward in the long run when it comes to play calling duties for Bo Hargreaves?
I don't think so. I think that sometimes you just need a change of scenery. You just need a change of a voice. And I'm not saying Brian Callahan wasn't that guy, but look at the pedigree that Bo Hargreaves has. I mean, he coached for 16 years. He's a play caller with the Raiders. I mean, he coached Mac Jones, Derek Carr, and they both had, you know, Pro Bowl seasons. But the one thing that I think this is going to help Cam Ward is because, number one, they have a relationship. He sees them every day. He's in a meeting with them every day. He talks to them. You know, they eat together, do all those things that you need to have that relationship. Because when I was with the Tennessee Titans, Les Stecker was my he was my receiver coach. And then he became an offensive coordinator. And I asked him a while ago, I said, what made you and Steve special? He said the relationship piece. So once he keeps building that relationship piece with Cam Ward, I think they could turn this ship around.
We're talking to Chris Sanders, presented by Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, home of the $99 yearly Beehive, where the membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, on the Bo Hardigree front, I feel like in order for the play calling to be more successful under Hardigree, the offense needs to be more Cam Ward-centric, which I didn't feel was that case when Brian Callahan was calling plays. Do you feel that that is the case? And if so, how do you think they can make it more Cam-centric?
I just think they can't put Cam in a bad position, and I'm going to tell you why. You can't start a game off and run the ball, and now all of a sudden it's second in 14. I mean, as a play caller, how you get in kind of rhythm? You know, when I played with the Tennessee Titans, we had our 15 plays that we had, and we tried to stay with the rhythm of those 15 calls. And when you have a situation to where you look at last week when they went against the Colts, I think it was second or third down, all of a sudden Cam throws an interception. Then now you're out of rhythm. Now you're playing catch-up as opposed to staying with those 15 plays that you called. So I just think that with Bo, he's done it with the Raiders. He's got to get some rhythm. He's got to do things. He's got to do the rollouts. He's got to do the nakeds to where that Cam Ward feels comfortable of what he's doing. Because if you look at the plays that Cam made, and you know, a couple of weeks ago when he threw it to Elliott, the touchdown in the end zone, he was making plays when he felt comfortable. He didn't get rattled. So I think that with Bo Hartigree, he's got to make sure he does the exact same thing. Put him in a position to where he's comfortable so he can make some plays.
Chris Aarons is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. You know, earlier this week, Chris, the Titans made the trade with Jarvis Brownlee Jr. to the Jets,
Yeah. Receiving
a sixth-round pick for 2026 in return. Obviously, there have been the rumors about, you know, attitude and what it was in the locker room, whatever it may be. You know, being in the NFL in years past, how does that affect a locker room? And do you see potentially some trades to unfold after this as well if the Titans keep trending in the direction they are?
I mean, it could be. I don't really know the situation with Brownlee, but if that was the case, you know, you're already 0-3, and when you start having guys like that, I'm not saying he did it because I really don't know, but if that was a situation to where, you know, he was being a cancer in the locker room, then you have to get rid of guys like that because you're already losing. You already have a bad taste in your mouth. Everybody's mad. Everybody's grumbling. But if you have a guy that's been a sore in that locker room, you have to get him out. And then just kind of looking at this roster of some guys that might get traded, I don't know. I mean, maybe Jeffrey Simmons, maybe some guys like that to where you can get some value, get a first or second round, and start building up this roster and start building up the depth of this team.
Last one for you, Chris. On the defensive side for the Texans, they possess probably a top three cornerback in the NFL in Derek Stingley Jr. What do the Titans receivers need to do to get open against that guy?
I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, they're going to have to be technically sound. And I think that, you know, whoever is not on Stingley, then the other guy needs to make play. Because what you can do is, because probably Stingley's going to be probably, you know, following Calvin really or Elliott. But at the end of the day, once they follow one of those other receivers need to get open, like Lockett and DK and, you know, and Chig. Those guys need to really get open because you can take your number one guy out if he's following one of their number one wide receivers. But at the end of the day, these are the challenges that you want. If I'm Calvin Ridley, you know, everybody's talking about how bad I'm doing. Everybody's talking about I'm not a good receiver. Everybody's talking about how many of the drops I have. He has 4 drops. That's the worst in the NFL right now. And then he has, 8 catches on 21 targets. So this is a great stinking opportunity to go against the best corner and light his behind up and change the narrative of what they've been saying about you.
He is forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, our good buddy. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us.
Man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. Y'all take care.
Good luck tonight against the Red Raiders. Take them down for us.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Sanders, presented by Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Always,
don't you feel better?
Always so hard to say goodbye to that guy.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
Just want to go to lunch and have afternoon.
I want to have a drink with him. I don't think he drinks, but I want to have a drink with him.
It's going to be a good grilled cheese and a cheeseburger.
Dude, I want a cheeseburger so bad right now. Thanks for telling me that.
You're welcome.
I won't be able to eat till 3, but I could take one right now. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, Nick Frazier has a theory about what the Titans need to do for Cam Ward.
I do.
I don't necessarily agree with it. We'll get to that next here on the other side. But first, let me tell you, the Commodores will take on Utah State tomorrow at First Bank Stadium. Pregame begins at 10 a.m. on 102.5 The Game with kickoff at 11:45 a.m. Vanderbilt football brought to you by Gary Force Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Tops. Also, tomorrow's college football game of the week is Oregon versus Penn State at 6:30 on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks Restaurants and Circa Sportsbook Kentucky. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. We will get to the conversation next on the other side. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier filling in for Chase and Joe here on the Chase and Big Joe Show on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel right here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier filling in for Charles and Joseph as they are off They're doing cloud storage, right?
Yep, cloud
storage. Gotten my stories mixed up because I know Chase did his fantasy rock and roll camp a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks back. Good for him on that. I think they did some sort of like...
I heard Rat and Whitesnake were there with him.
Yep. I mean, Chase just has a lot of fun. Yeah. I just... The cloud storage thing...
He's
and then
a fun
going,
guy.
He is, man. I mean, good for him. He's living the high life
right
now.
He's fun... For such an untalented loser, he's a fun guy.
Do what now?
You wouldn't get it.
Over my head.
So, you have a theory on what the Titans should do with Cam Ward at some point this season. Please present.
Yeah, we've seen this story multiple times, Connor. The Titans' offensive line has been nothing but terrible this entire season.
Yeah.
We saw it with Ryan Tannehill on the latter years of that with the hip drop tackle. He had the whole ankle injury there. He was out for a couple weeks, or he played on an injured leg. It didn't really pan out well for the Titans. You saw, the worst of it all with Will Levis' shoulder. Obviously, you said that's on him.
Yeah.
But the whole shoulder thing led to the absolute domino effect of that. And now you have Cam Ward here, and I saw on Teron's Twitter, Cam Ward was on the injury report this week. Limited in some fashion, and then was a participant in another practice. But it had ankle on there. And I'm thinking in my head, ankle injury, and then not an injury, but just ankle preface on the injury report. I saw, TD put out another picture. I think it was at practice a couple days ago. Cam Ward was practicing without any wrap on his ankle or any brace, whatever that is, which is all great signs. That's great. But when it comes to the long-term effect of Cam Ward, this is the franchise quarterback. If you don't have an offensive line out there, why are you going to hurt your prized possession and basically ruin your future? So I'm in the camp that the Titans probably should start picking and choosing the games they need to play Cam Ward. I know that may hinder the development process of it, whatever it may be, but if you're going out there and your offensive line is not, keeping him upright or he's getting hurt, I think you have to start considering an alternative for the season. If they're 0-6 after New England or 0-7 later on in the season, and he's developing, which is great, and they know what they have in him, they have in a quarterback in Cam Ward for the future, what's the purpose of playing him even more? To get him hurt? No.
I have a hard time agreeing with you, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you pull a rookie quarterback in his first year as the starter, you are only stunting his confidence and stunting his growth. That's now, fair. I understand injury could play a factor in that, and if a quarterback gets injured, then that might also lead to the same result. But I don't agree with the sentiment that you need to bench your quarterback out of the fear of the unknown.
Well, yeah.
I get the injury concerns, but Cam Ward could injure himself falling down the stairs today. He could injure himself doing something completely simple and such a human task on a day-to-day basis. Playing football, I understand, it's a contact sport, and he doesn't have the offensive line to protect him, and he could easily go down with a concussion like Tua Tagovailoa.
Right.
But at the same time, he is a rookie quarterback. He's got to learn to go through his progressions, battle through the grit and the toughness of the sport as well as injury. And I think if he can do that, then that's a sign that he is going to be a good quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to all that, but you got to just be a little bit cautious, because right now I'm, as a Titans fan, worried for the health of Cam Ward going forward.
Oh, I am too.
Because this is the NFL. It stands for not for long. There are edge rushers out there that will eat him alive if Dan Moore Jr. doesn't show up one day.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they'd be playing with one less lineman at that point. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Titans have been somewhat serviceable, but not to the point where he could have 4 or 5 seconds to throw a football in the pocket.
And this is a conversation that I've heard Robbie and Joe have in the morning. Brian Callahan plays a factor into this, because I am under the impression that Callahan is a detriment to Cam Ward. And he himself, through his play calling, and now we'll see how it looks this Sunday with Bo Hardigree calling the plays, I have a gut feeling that it's not going to look too much different. I feel Brian Callahan's play calling is stunting the growth of Cam Ward.
Agreed.
I feel that he is playing it too conservative and too afraid to let Cam Ward do Cam Ward, that Cam Ward is not going to become the great Cam Ward. And I'm not saying he's going to be a surefire Hall of Famer, But Cam Ward is not going to become the franchise quarterback the Titans expect him to be under these, you know, guidelines that Brian Callahan has set through play calling. It's just not going to happen. And we've said this time and time again, and I'll say it right now. It's not a question of will Brian Callahan be fired? It's a question of when will he? And I think that's coming pretty soon. But I feel that Brian Callahan plays a factor into Cam Ward's health and Cam Ward's confidence because he has not done him any favors throughout this season. The play calling has been atrocious. It's been conservative, run the ball. Oh, we're going to play for a field goal. I heard Joe talk about this, or Joe Dubin talk about this. That halftime interview from Brian Callahan was essentially him confessing that, yeah, we're going to play for a field goal. I trust Joey Sly to go out there and nail a 67-yard field goal, which is very rarely done in the NFL. We just want to play for some sort of points. We don't want to play aggressive. And that's my problem with Brian Callahan, and that's why he doesn't do any favors for Cam Ward.
Hey, described it earlier, dysfunctional conservative play calling. That's what it is. And I think it all stems back to the Denver game when you're going into halftime with the lead and you go and, what, throw four or three passes on your own two-yard line, something like that, and you give the ball right to Denver. For me, when I see that, and you make a great point, is it hindering Cam Ward's growth a little bit as a rookie quarterback? Absolutely. And I think it all stems from that one sequence of plays in Denver. And as a pro quarterback, Cam Ward's handling it well, saying, I'm just here doing my job.
And even beyond Cam Ward, this is more of a Brian Callahan complaint than a Cam Ward. I feel he's losing the locker room.
Oh, I think he's already lost it.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's already lost it.
I think you've seen multiple players voice their concern. The Tennessean just did an article, as Dustin in Hopkinsville shares with us, but I read it a couple days ago. Calvin Ridley is voicing frustration upon being in this situation. I think you're going to see some other guys voice some frustration, whether that's a Jeffrey Simmons or a veteran on this team voice frustration because they didn't sign here to be the worst team in the NFL. They signed here to rebuild this franchise and compete for a championship. And that's a very, very unrealistic expectation for this team this year. But at the same time, you're looking to set a culture. That's the problem. This team has no culture right now. It's a bunch of losers. And I don't want to label them as losers, but it is. They're not going to win games. They look tired. You heard Michael Pittman this past Sunday say the same thing. They don't want to play football. They look scared. They look tired. They look so bought out on the program that I don't blame them, the Colts, for calling them out. And they should be calling them out because when the team, and I understand it's a rival, but when a team's opposing player says, well, they'd looked sluggish, and that's when we knew we were going to dominate this game. And then they go out and dominate the game. That says a lot to me about the culture that's going on in that locker room.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard any of the audios from, you know, when TD or PK, Paul Karski, when they go into the locker room to interview players on their phones or whatever it is. Listen to the background noise.
Yeah.
That sounds like
silence.
It wasn't silence. It was just chaos. It sounded like they were having a party in the locker room.
Hey, they got a ping pong table in there.
See, I haven't been to the facility. If there's a ping pong table in there, then they're just having fun. They're just passing time.
They're collecting a paycheck.
Don't get me wrong. I get Callahan at the beginning of the season was like, yeah, I just want this team to have some bonding. Hopefully the preseason would give some bonding, so forth. Maybe that's them bonding in a 0-3 situation. But if you're 0-3, man, I'd be hitting the books. I'd be doing
I'd be on that field.
Yeah, like Cam Ward spends every practice, from what we know from the media, that an extra hour. That's why he's late to every podium interview, is because he's putting in extra work. Good for him.
I feel like Brian Callahan, after a game, goes into that coach's meeting room with all the coaches and says something that someone we know says all the time. Well, what do we do? How do I fix it? I think that's what he does.
Yeah. I mean, it's along those lines, yes. I wouldn't say exactly, but yes, along those lines.
Not directly.
Yeah. not directly.
Not directly. Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone and text line is driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get to your texts and phone calls next on the other side and continue the conversation surrounding Cam Ward. Should they sit him? Should the Titans sit him at some point if Brian Callahan and the play calling is such a detriment to him. We'll do that next on the other side. Real quick, let me tell you, this Sunday, the NFL game of the week on 94.9 The Fan is the Packers and the Cowboys in a Micah Parsons homecoming game. It should be fun. At 7:20 p.m., NFL game of the week presented by Circus Sportsbook Kentucky and Massaro and 12 South. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier filling in for Chase and Joe on the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe here on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game National Studios, home of the $99 yearly BI membership, where the buzz is always about great service. DVD with Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan will be broadcasting live from 3 to 6 today at Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse as they celebrate the opening of their all-new rooftop dining area and bar. It's also a great place to go before or after Vanderbilt games. Vanderbilt, of course, playing Utah State this weekend in the game before the game of the season for them as they take on Alabama next week. But right now we are talking about the Titans. Should the Titans consider sitting Cam Ward at some point this season to save his health? And if so, do you think Brian Callahan is a detriment to the growth of Cam Ward? We've got some texts and callers on our phone line. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Gorilla to the program. Gorilla, go ahead.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, my man?
Check this out, man. I want to make a statement real fast about the lackluster performance from the team and the attitude of the team. Early word from our training camp was that the team wasn't – they were coming out flat during practices and all types of things. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just looking at that. That's kind of feel like just, you know, taking on the personality of the coach. Secondly, man – with the Cam deal, when I heard that he was injured, my first initial thought was I would sit him, you know, protect him from himself, because we don't want something that's going to linger on throughout 2-3 years. You know, we've been down this road before. I mean, I want to see the kid play. He's the only bright spot that we have. And thirdly, these guys, man, they're in the locker room after a loss, you know, cheering, having a party, and kicking it amongst each other. Like, I mean, come on, man. That spells losing culture. Because I heard the same thing when TD and PK would go into the locker room. It sounded like they won the game. I mean, you're not cool with losing. I mean, you're cool with losing. I mean, we've had this before, guys. I mean, it's that coach, guys. It's the coach. The team takes on the personality of the coach, man. I'm sorry. It's the coaching staff. Callahan has to go, guys, period.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Gorilla. I appreciate it. He made some very interesting points there, and I think he's –
Gorilla's a man. He agrees with everything I just said. Thank you very much for the validation.
I agree with pretty much everything except for the notion to sit Cam Ward.
Well, like, here's the deal. When I mention sitting Cam Ward, I don't mean, like, right now. I mean, like, after New England, because in my opinion, there's no other game on the Titans schedule that is popcorn-worthy to watch. I mean, you have the Chiefs in December. I get all that.
Oh, they play the Saints, man. It's going to be great.
The battle for the
first overall pick. They're going to play at 8 a.m. on Cartoon Network. Tune in.
Yeah, I'd love to watch that one. I'd just get my cereal ready to watch that. But, no, it's just – after that New England game, for me, there's no popcorn-worthy games to watch. And if you sit Cam Ward after that or just have him play a game here, there, whatever, I know that messes up the momentum, but Gorilla's right. You don't want to hurt the future of your franchise. And like he said, we've been down this road before. Like I prefaced earlier, with Tannehill, with Levis, even Mariota had a few injuries here and there. But, like, don't go down the same road that this team – I think this team – obviously, we all know money is the root of all evil, and money kind of drives all this. That's your number one overall draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put money aside and actually focus on the future of this franchise and not be worried about the almighty dollar, this team could be good. It really could be. And I think if you do the right things, you take the right precautions, and, you know, everything on that same sentiment, this team could be good within 2 to 3 years.
Look, I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like if you bench Cam Ward and you sit him, maybe you have good intentions of keeping him healthy and keeping him preserved for the future, but I feel like you're also damaging your future by sitting him, because once you bench a quarterback at that age, that hurts their confidence and that hurts their psyche. And look, Cam Ward has proven that he is an unshakable guy confidence-wise, and you can hear that through his press conferences and even just his demeanor on the field. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you pull him out at any point this season, then you're hurting that. Because that, to me, tells me this organization does not believe in me. And obviously that's not the case because they drafted him at number one. But to me, if I'm the player, that to me would scream, this organization doesn't think that I can win this team a game.
Now, I don't encourage tanking, but let's use an example here. Say the Titans are 2-11, right?
I wouldn't hate losing.
Exactly. I wouldn't hate losing either. Say they're 2-11. They have the second worst record in the NFL minus the Saints. The Saints have the worst record. And just this fantasy land idea. That's when you sit Cam Ward, man. I think that's – you already have the resume of what you saw in year one under Cam Ward. There's no need to play him anymore because all those games at that point are pointless, in my opinion, because if you're trying to get the top overall pick, there's no reason to play a guy like that. And that wouldn't be considered – tanking per se. That's just basically securing the future of your franchise, making sure he doesn't get hurt.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
If the Chiefs, for whatever reason, season continues to go off the rails and they are in that same boat, do you bench Patrick Mahomes?
They're in a different situation. I know that's kind of not answering your question directly, but Patrick Mahomes, they've all made their money. They've won their Super Bowls. If they want to bench him, that's fine.
My point is, Patrick Mahomes is the leader of that team.
I know.
Cam Ward wears that captain patch on his chest.
Yep.
There's a reason for that, because they believe in him, and they believe that he is the future of this franchise. If you take him out and you sit him, I think that contradicts everything you've said about him. To me, I feel like I want to see Cam Ward play every game this year, no matter how bad they are, because I want to see what the kid has. And so far, I don't want to say I've been overly impressed with everything, but I thought he's looked fine. He's looked like a competent quarterback. And I realize you've had instances in the history of this franchise where you can say that about a lot of quarterbacks, Vince Young and Marcus Mariota. And even Will Levis had a couple of games where we thought he was going to be the guy. Obviously, none of those guys panned out. So I think to further solidify the litmus test that you're running on Cam Ward, you leave him in. And you let him play, and you let him go through his progressions, and you let him connect with, you know, your receivers, and you let him go through the frustrations of being on a bad team. Because once you have a good team and you have the pieces around him, you've developed him, you've helped his confidence by leaving him in and going through the rough patches. And if you're a competitive team, that's only going to help him because he's going to have the ability to connect with his offense. If Elik Iomanner is what he's shown he has been the past 3 weeks for the rest of his career, then you've got a guy that you can trust on your offense. The Titans are not an Elik Iomanner away from being a contender.
Right.
You've got to draft some guys in the upcoming drafts, and I think you need to get another guy that Cam Ward can connect with, an elite-level receiver at the top of the draft. You've got to get some pieces on defense. You've got to get someone to hit the quarterback. You've got to get a corner. You've got to get pretty much everything figured out on the offensive line. There is a lot of work to do for the Tennessee Titans. But to Gorilla's point, Cam right now is the one bright spot on this team. And I feel like if you sit him down, you're putting a cloud over the sunshine.
Yeah, but it'd be late in the season. That's what I'm trying to say. It's late in the season when you'd be benching the guy. Like, the evaluation's already done. That's the whole thing I'm trying to explain here. The evaluation's done on a guy like that. He's good. Cam, you don't have to prove anything else, man. Get ready for year two. Like, again, if I was probably a GM or a head coach, I'd probably be fired because that would be the case because nobody would want to see their number one overall draft pick be benched in the, 14th week of the season. So I get that, but I don't know. Don't get me wrong. You're not wrong. I think you're absolutely in the
No, I think it's a good conversation to have because it kind of shows the different spectrums of the fan base.
Yeah, because with Gorilla, he said that I was kind of on the right side of the boat in some aspects, and you're on the other side. But, like, you make a great point. So, I don't know. 615-737-1025. I want to hear more from the Titans fan base if you agree or disagree with potentially sitting Cam Ward later on in the season.
And we do have some of your texts to get to, and we will do that on the other side. Again, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you want to get in on the conversation later in the season, if the Titans season continues to go down the poop hole, would you sit Cam Ward? Nick Frazier says yes. I say no. We're interested to hear your thoughts if you want to chime in. We'll get to that on the other side here on the Chase and Big Joe Show on 102.5 The Game. DVD with Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan will be broadcasting at the all-new Circa Sportsbook Kentucky in the Mint Gaming Hall this Monday prior to the Monday Night Football games. Head up there and watch the Jets and Dolphins and Bengals and Broncos games. Plus, ask about Circa's giveaway of a trip to Las Vegas for the Titans-Raiders game in October. Welcome back in, Chase and Big Joe. Charles and Joseph are both unavailable today. So Connor Newt, myself, Nick Frazier himself, are in today, getting you covered on all the latest with the Two-Tone Blue. So we've asked the question, and we've had kind of a healthy debate about this. Notice I said healthy. Frazier thinks that if it gets late in the season and the Titans are super out of it, the Titans should consider sitting Cam Ward. I disagree. It doesn't matter what we think. We're interested to hear what you think. So let's get to some of your texts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Again, 615-737-1025. 8566 says, no, you can't sit Ward. That's like telling a new teenage driver he's not allowed to drive in the rain because it's too dangerous. At some point, he has to learn how to drive in the rain. I agree. That's what I've been trying to say. You cannot, you know, put the training wheels back on Cam Ward and sit him down when he's already tasted the big time. That is just a detriment to his confidence. And to the texter's point, if a teen driver is in the rain and is told not to drive in the rain because it's dangerous, what does that do to the driver's confidence? And what is that risk?
Makes him cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes him a little
nervous.
Hurts
his confidence. My parents don't trust me to drive. I can't go out in the big city and hang out with my friends in high school.
It's fair.
What that means for Cam Ward is this organization doesn't trust me.
Well, think of it this way. Say it's week 14, say Mike Borgonzi, Chad Brinker, and let's say Brian Callahan's out of the equation. Say he's fired, okay, by week 14. He's fired. So let's say it's those three. They're sitting in an office room, and they say, hey, Cam. And say it's, I don't know, whoever the interim head coach will be, or maybe it's Bo Hardigree, the play caller, and they're talking with them. Cam, how would you like to just I know you're a competitor. We get it. Love the fire, the energy out of you. But I think for the benefit of this team, we've seen what we've seen out of you for the season. I think it's safe for us to keep you on the bench. And if we need to put you in there, we'll put you in there. But don't look at this as a knock on your development. Don't look at this as a knock on your play on the field. You're a really good quarterback. You are the future of this franchise. We even unretired a number one, Warren Moon's number for you. I think we know what we have in you. We want to make sure you're healthy for the long term. We want to bring a Super Bowl to Nashville. Are you okay with that?
Gunner on our text line says, the Titans can't get Callahan away from Cam quick enough, but what about the defense? What has he done to help them? Both of those kicks at the end put the D in a bind. Luckily, it wasn't two touchdowns. Any coach that has clue punts and makes the Colts drive the field. Interesting. What better way to get better than missing snaps? It's not the preseason. It's real football. And I think that's the thing I'm running with the most. This isn't the preseason. You can't just take him out if he looks rough. You got to let him go through it. You got to let him go through the trials and tribulations of NFL football because that's how he's going to learn.
Look, I agree with all y'all, but at the same time, when it's late in the season, there's nothing to play for. If you're the Titans, you could be getting a top draft pick, and that top draft pick could turn into multiple draft picks. How do you rebuild a franchise? In the draft. Simple
exactly.
As that.
But if the Titans are going to be that bad, might as well just leave Cam Ward in. Because, as Matt on our text line says, inconsistency ruins quarterbacks more than anything else. I think he needs the experience and consistency. Experience is key in this conversation. I think if Cam Ward goes into next season and maybe they get an elite-level wide receiver for him to throw the ball to, guess what? He's got a full year of NFL experience under his belt. And that's what he needs, especially as the number one pick. And I'm not going to say he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time because that is just completely asinine to think about.
Right.
But if you can get him the experience and build around him, I think he's shown you the flashes that he can be a pretty good quarterback in this league. So why would you bench him? That's just where I kind of stand on this.
It's fair. It's fair both ways. Oh, we got a caller here, Justin. Yeah. Oh.
Justin and Oscar. What's up, my man?
That is not Justin. That is Dustin with a D, boys.
Sorry. That's right. That's right. I knew it was you.
I wear glasses, Dustin. Sorry. My eyesight's getting pretty bad.
I knew it was you. What you got, Dustin?
I'm blind in one eye, and I can't see out of the other. So there you go.
What you got, Dustin?
I think it's a double-edged sword. Like the other day they were talking about can't put too much on the ball and the receiver needs to catch it. It's another double-edged sword. Like, I'm going to tell you the solution for Cam Ward, not for the Titans, but the solution for Cam Ward is for Amon to say, who wants Cam Ward for a bunch of number one picks or twos or whatever, because I see us ruining him before we develop him, all right? So, here's the one reason I upset him. If you can't keep this O-line from being injured, put his butt on the bench, because you know what you're going to do? You're going to have him running for his life, just like Will Levis. You're going to have that big spike sticking out of his shoulder, and he's going to be taking pictures showing, you know, why the real reason is you're benching. It's going to be all this chaos. Do Cam Ward a favor. If you can't keep the O-line healthy, they can't keep him healthy either. So put him on the bench. Now, you leave him in to develop him. But if everything is ass cheeks, put your rookies in and put these guys out that can't catch the ball, see what DK's got, and put Imanner number one. See what you got in Bryce Oliver, and everybody's wanting a strip roll. Hey, throw him in the hat too, see what the boys got. But don't just continue with insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. Get Callahan the hell out of here. He's going to get him hurt. Because I said it's the first of the season. I give it 4 games, and he's going to get Cam Ward hurt. And that is a trend with us. We just kill quarterbacks. So I'm going.
All right. Thanks, Dustin. I appreciate it. Lots of words there from our friend Dustin. But I think he makes a good point. I think he makes an incredibly good point in that you can't go into this league and expect the same results every single week unless you want to lose.
Look, I know people are angry and aggravated. They don't want to see the rookie quarterback be on the bench, but Dustin clarified that for us. Like, he just strengthened my argument earlier with Gorilla, mentioning if you're going to ruin him, we've seen the story before.
Yeah.
With Ryan Tannehill, with Will Levis, it's the same thing. For me, if it's late in the season, I'm not saying now, everybody. I'm not saying bench him this Sunday or next Sunday or the following Sunday. I'm saying late in the season. Simple as that. When you're out of contention for anything, minus the number one overall pick, when there's another team that's probably going to hold your destiny for it. Simple as that. You're not hurting anything at all. That's my argument. You're not hurting nothing late in the season.
I think you are. And I think that's my problem.
Okay.
If you guys don't mind me chiming in here, I do have one question to pose.
Go for it.
How much does this conversation change if Brian Callahan's not the head coach?
I don't think it changes all that much, because I think this is looking at this from a microscopic point of view, I think this is a franchise conversation and not a coaching conversation. I think coaching plays a factor into this, of course.
Yeah.
But I think if, as Dustin said, get Brian Callahan out of there. Get someone in there that I think can help develop Cam Ward a little bit more, someone with a little more experience.
Yeah.
Then I think we're having a different conversation. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't think we're going to reach an agreement on this argument today. I think we're at a stalemate, and I think this is something we just got to watch play out over time.
And like I said at the beginning of this whole entire Cam Ward conversation, it may have been a premature topic to talk about, but I think it's something to be had.
Yeah, it is certainly a good conversation.
But to Brandon's point about the coaching thing, there's a small factor of it. It's the culture. When Brian Callahan's trying to establish a culture, now he's out of the door, they're already, the culture's
And that's what
gone.
A lot of you, and myself included, have been harping on.
Yeah.
These guys seem like they're okay with losing. They're in the locker room playing ping pong after a crushing loss to the Colts. They're in there jumping in the cold tub, going around swimming, whacking each other's asses with a couple of pool noodles just for some fun.
The point system,
The point system. It's this culture that Callahan has built, and it's a loser culture. and it's a loser mentality. Hell, Callahan, when he won that one game, was it against the Patriots? He got up to the podium and started crying. We really needed this.
I mean, at the time, I could understand why. I mean, not winning a lot of games, man. Yeah,
Come on, man. Like,
hey, poetry in football. I mean, if you want to call it that, the guy just needed a little boost to his, you know, self-esteem. I'm not going to knock a guy for crying. I know it's a little bit.
Real men cry.
Yeah.
I cried yesterday.
I just don't know if.
For a different reason. My body's in pain today. I don't know if I've told you this. Last night, I balled out in some intramural flag football, put my body on the line for the team. We ultimately got the W, but I'm in pain today.
He's in a contract year, folks. Yeah. Intramural football.
This is the last dance, everyone.
Yep.
This is the last dance. We got to go out with a championship. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in on the conversation. We'll continue this conversation and kind of wrap it up coming up next. Plus, we'll reset our question of the day for your chance to win tickets to the Yacht Rock concert. I don't remember the exact
February name. 7th.
February 7th. Tickets before you can buy them. We will award the best text of our question of the day with those tickets. That's all coming up next here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Connor Newton, Nick Frazier with you here on 102.5 The Game.